Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back, everyone, to Higher Ground Financial Group, our radio show, Risk, Fees, Taxes. And it's also our website, riskfeestaxes.com. My name is Imran Rasby. This is Daniel Rasby, my eldest son, and he's the tax attorney. And we want to cover some topics that are usually a little bit different than your advisor.
And we talk often on this show about the three biggest killers in retirement: risk, fees, and taxes. And if you're like most people that call in, after they hear our show, they go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we ask them, what's your biggest pain point? What is bothering you the most? To say, taxes. I want to get rid of these taxes. I hate paying taxes.
And the funny thing is, they've been advised their whole life to postpone taxes, defer, because you're going to be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. You know, none of our clients are in a lower tax bracket when they retire. In fact, they are forced into a higher tax bracket for the rest of their life because of all the money that they've deferred. And there's something called required minimum distributions at 873.
RMDs, required minimum distribution.
That they have to take out. And even though they pushed it, and they probably don't need it, now they have to take that money out. And that pushes them into a higher tax bracket, pushes up their IRMA, pushes up a lot of problems. So the taxes are a big problem now. So that's on their mind.
And they come to us because I'm a tax attorney. And most advisors and most people you hear talking about retirement, they aren't tax attorneys. They don't do tax planning. So that's one of the unique things about Higher Ground is people call and meet with us virtually. It's always a Zoom call. And we talk about taxes and how to minimize taxes. But that cannot be your whole plan. Your plan cannot be stop paying taxes, because that's not a plan. That's not a goal. That is a means to an end.
Right. I mean, why do you want to stop paying taxes? What's the purpose of stop paying that? Because you want more money. You want to keep what you have and not lose it, right? That's the purpose of that. But even that's not really a purpose, because what is the purpose of the money?
Yeah, money can't just be growing. Somebody someday will spend that money. Either you spend it, or your kids spend it, or the charity spends it if you leave it to charity, or the government will spend it. And that's obviously the worst of all options if you don't like the government taking a bigger share than you need to.
So see, I would argue that's not really the worst of all options. The worst of all options is nobody spends it, because it goes away to market loss. And people don't even think about that. At that point, at least the government, you know, maybe we can hope that they put hospitals and roads and bridges together or pay, you know, the wages of our military and stuff. But when you lose 30, 40, 50% in a market loss, nobody spends it. And, you know, the sad part is everybody's so stuck on the taxes. They don't even consider that. And I can understand why, because for 40 or 50 years of their investment life, they've been investing and they've had, you know, a downturn. I mean, bear market happens about every 5 years. So they've had plenty of them, but they survived them. It didn't kill them. Why? Because they were buying what's called dollar cost averaging. They're buying a little bit every time through their paycheck. And when the market drops, it's okay if everything's on sale, and they buy it more on sale and then get back up to where it is. But that whole scenario changes when you retire. Your financial advisor, no matter how good he is, if he focuses on a wealth accumulation, that's great until you get to retirement.
So you need to have a plan for reducing risk, not just taxes. And you might think, well, I can afford to take risk, or I can tolerate risk. Advisors say, what is your risk tolerance? You should have zero tolerance for risk, especially if you retire. And especially if you have enough money saved, right? It's kind of backwards thinking. Many people come to us and say, well, I have plenty of money saved, therefore I can take risk. It's like, okay. It's like saying, you know, I have a really, really big boat, so I can poke some holes in it. Like, well, okay, but maybe you have a pump that's going to pump this water out of the leaky boat really fast. Well, how about just plug the leak? Don't have a leak right in the boat.
But I don't want to plug the tax leak. I don't want to plug the other leaks, the fees and the risk. Let them go, because they're not as important.
No, all three are really important: risk, fees, and taxes. That's why our website is riskfeestaxes.com. It's not taxes.com. It's not stop paying tax, although, you know, that may be a good domain name to buy someday. It's riskfeestaxes.com. All three of these are really, really important. If you handle one but not the other two, you're going to have a problem in retirement. If you have a boat with three holes in it and you plug one of the holes, your boat's still going down.
Yeah. So throughout your investment career, I mean, you've been advised to defer taxes because, you know, you don't want to deal with them right now.
And don't sell when the market's low. Just keep buying.
Right.
And that's actually good advice.
Right.
The problem when you're retired is you have to sell every year. Most people don't realize that. See, when you're working, you get a paycheck. So not only do you not notice the taxes because they come out before you get your paycheck.
Right.
Now, when you're retired, you notice them because you see your account balance go down by more than what you're getting because you're withdrawing money to pay taxes.
And same with fees. You don't miss the fees because they're coming automatically out of your account and you're not writing a check. If you're not writing a check, you don't technically feel the loss of it.
But you have to spend money every single year when you're retired, right? And you don't have a paycheck. So where is that money going to come from? It's going to come from, in most cases, your retirement account, your IRA, your 401k.
Well, that's the purpose of it. It's called a retirement account for that purpose, right?
Exactly.
Because it's for when you retire, you get to use it.
Exactly. So you have to spend money every year. Now, there's one thing we know about the stock market. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. And maybe it goes up more years than it goes down. That's actually true. But it will go down. So if you're 60 years old listening to this show or 65 years old listening to this show, you know, from past experience, there will be several more really bad years during your lifetime. You don't know when they're going to be, but you know they will come. So you need to pull money out You will need to pull money out anyway when those bad years are coming because you can't just say, well, I guess I'm not going to go to the grocery store this year at all because the market's down. Well, no, you have to pull money out and eat. You don't want to stop taking vacations just because the market's down this year. And I was talking with somebody else who said, you know, I really want to live a life of generosity. I want to be able to give money away and give to charities, give to my church and help people out when they need to. But I'm okay taking a market risk. And I said, well, what happens when the market drops? You're not going to want to give money that year.
And his comeback was really interesting. He said, well, when the market drops, then I'll convert to Roth because I'll have to pay less taxes.
Well, no, that's not really a good thing. It means you lost money, right? Yes. If the market has already crashed and you're listening to this show, maybe you're listening to this farther in the future on replay and the market's crashed recently, and then yes, that will be a good time to convert to Roth. At least you can start to salvage a little bit of what happened. But the better plan would be not to have it crash in the first place because then you never overpay on taxes.
Just do the math, okay? If you have $100,000 and you pay the taxes, let's say you're 22%. That $22,000 of those taxes. And then what if you have a 40% loss? Now you're at $60,000, and now you maybe only have a 12% tax. What's 12% of $60,000? I don't know off the top of my head, but it's a lot.
About $11,000 or $7,000.
So now you have $53,000. Well, $53,000 is lower than $78,000. I'd rather have $78,000 after paying higher taxes than losing money into being 53 and taking another 5, 6, 7 years to get back to where I was before. So the thing is, don't listen to conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom says, it's just a paper loss. Don't worry about it. It's a paper loss. No, it's a real loss. And, defer taxes. You're not kicking the can down the road. You're rolling a snowball down a hill that's getting bigger and bigger and more cumbersome. It's going to cause you lots of heartache when you retire.
So don't get us wrong. We hate paying taxes, too. We want to have you pay legally.
Right.
It's important. Legally,
least
by as little tax as possible. Make sure you definitely pay all the tax you actually owe. But there are ways to legally minimize taxes. That's good and that's important. But you cannot do that and then still take all this market risk and have the market drop on you. And it was a waste of time to do the tax planning. So you need to have a handle on both risk and taxes. And then fees also play into it. Now, fees are sometimes, it depends on the person. We do analyze a lot of people that come to our website and ask us for the free talk. We do look at a lot of portfolios and we find that many of them are paying fairly low fees these days because you've done a good job. Either you're in an employer retirement account that's very low fee, or maybe you self-manage and you're paying very low fees. So there are good ways. A lot of people are hearing that wisdom and they're moving to low fee or no fee accounts. That's good. But a lot of those same people are not trying to get rid of both risk and taxes. You need to have all three, risk, fees, and taxes, as low as possible. Those are the three killers in retirement planning, and not just retirement, but also legacy planning. You know, you, if you would like to leave a certain amount to your kids, what happens if the market crashes right before you die? You know, you defer these. Let's say you have a big non-qualified investment account that you know the kids are going to get a stepped-up basis when you die. Stepped-up basis means they don't pay tax on the gains, even though you would pay tax by selling it now. So that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. And it's growing and it's growing and it's growing. And you know there's a lot of gains. If you sell it now, you're going to pay all those gains. But if you, you know, die, then your kids get it with no gains. That's great. Yeah. So you do that. And then a month before you die, the market drops by 50%. Well, there go all those gains. Right. So I'm not saying that means you should sell now and take the money out of the brokerage accounts, but you need to have a plan for legacy that is independent of market fluctuations. If the market does great, your plan will work even better.
Yes.
But we want to stress test your plan so that it works even if the market doesn't do well.
Right. Because if it works when the market doesn't do well, then it'll work when the market does well. Now, I'll give you another analogy. You know, some of you guys may remember, you know, we had stick shift cars, right? We had three pedals.
What's a stick shift, right?
Yeah. Everything's automatic these days, but the three pedals, you have the gas, the clutch, and the brake. Imagine buying a car with just the gas pedal. Yeah, that's it. But that's what people do. We just want all the risk. We'll take all the risk, and we're not going to worry about the risk and the fees. And it's not.
Well, I'll just take my foot off the gas when I want to be less risky.
But what if you're going downhill? You can't brake. And what if you need to change gears? You can't change gears because you're stuck in a product. So you got to have all three, risk, fees, taxes. So when I talk about this, is don't forget about the other two just because you love the gas pedal. Love the gas pedal. That doesn't mean you don't need the clutch and you don't need the brake, because to actually race a car, you need all three. If, you know, imagine a race car that only has the gas pedal. It would wreck after winning the first round. It wouldn't even go around the circle the entire way. So it's very important. And I can't stress this enough. When you get close to retirement, your whole scenario changes. It is not the same investment strategy that you've had the entire time. You may have a great investment advisor, maybe awesome investment advisor. He may even have beat the market, which only 5 or 7% of the brokers beat the market. But even if that's the case, it's different when you retire. And if you don't understand that, then really, we can't help you. Do some
research and talk to us, and we'll show you the math, right? Don't just take our word for it. We'll show you the math and the research behind why it is that it's very different when you're retiring and drawing money out than when you're accumulating money. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Talk to us. Schedule a free call. It's a video call. We always meet virtually. We do not do any in-person meetings at Higher Ground. But go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll be happy to help you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.